Pentagon officials want to eventually sign on 1,000 legal aliens to become dentists, nurses, doctors, or language specialists. Applicants would have to commit to 3 to 4 years of active duty, or 6 years with a selected reserve, to have their citizenship status accelerated. Mili Tao, a registered nurse in Wausau, has worked to promote health awareness in immigrant communities. She says the Pentagon's program sounds like a good opportunity. Tao says participants not only stand to become U.S. citizens sooner, but also to come back to help their people deal with chronic health issues.
Someone who already in healthcare and wants to get into the system, they will come back and find hopefully solutions to diabetes, hypertension, and obesity.
But Peter Munoz, a Latino community advocate, says he's torn. He says he welcomes any good career opportunities for non-resident workers, but he says such workers already in the military seem expendable, citing a recent NPR story about contractors from Southeast Asia who've been cheated and abused in Iraq.
There is this reservation of putting people who may be at a disadvantage in taking some of these positions because it's the only opportunity available to them. It's almost a strategy like no one would care. So I certainly hope that these positions do not have the same level of disposability.
Despite such concerns, the pilot program is sure to appeal to non-residents wanting citizenship and those trying to find work in a hurting economy. The U.S. Defense Department says about 8,000 green card holders already enlist each year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.